Morning, Houston, Huntsville, Phoenix, Tacuba, on this count too. USOS crew members are ready for morning BTC.
Good morning. Ohayou gozaimasu. And snyom narodnevo yedinstva. Houston has one topic for you this morning. For any available crew, the Cupola PCS is offline, so could someone please reseat its cables and reboot it?
Okay, I understand. Cupola, PC is out of sync, so we're going to check it out. Yep, PCS.
That's a good readback. And that is it from Houston. Any questions or comments for us?
Well, thank you for your great support every day in the morning. So we don't have any comments or questions. So thank you very much.
All right. Huntsville is standing by with no topics, so I will pass you over to Marco in Munich.
Morning, Marco-san. We are ready to have your comments.
Good morning, Kimiya-san. Good morning, Expedition 73. Munich has one topic today for any available crew member. Our ground teams are powering on a power outlet in Columbus, and the granular sound should have become activated, but that was not the case. We could ask if one of you could check granular sounds, which is connected to the PPS number 2 in the Columbus deck 3 forward area, and see if the power 1 is on.
Tina-san can do that and check the power, so thank you very much for your support. We copy everything.
Thank you, Kimiya. Tsukuba is standing by with no comments. If you have no questions or comments for us or them, we will end the DPC here.
Thank you very much. We don't have any additional comments or questions for Munich and Tsukuba, so thank you very much for your support. Happy to working with you.
Station 2, Cupola PCS.
We see it online. Thanks, Johnny.
Good morning, Houston and Huff. Copy. I didn't do much magic. I just turned it on. So when I came, it was off, and I inspected the power chain. It appeared everything nominal. So I'm not too sure how it turned itself off. But now it's on, and let me know if you need anything else.
Will do. Thank you so much for working your magic with that power button. And we'll let you know if we have any other problems with it.
Phoenix Station on 2 for granular sound.
Morning, Zena. We're with you.
Morning. I'm here checking granular sound and the power chain. The portable power supply 2 has good green LEDs. Power's coming out. The switch is on. Granular sound itself, the circuit breaker is in the closed position. The power switch is on, but the 28-volt LED is off. Would you like me to try power cycling granular sound itself or some other troubleshooting actions?
Copy, Zena. We're checking. And Zena, Munich is back with you on 2. We were just chatting on the airwaves here, and we suggest you switch power 1 off OFF on PPS 2. And after that,
I'll try power cycling. And would you like me to leave it off or switch it back on after that?
And switch it back on after that.
Both that's in work. Next station 2 for granular sound. Power 1 LED is back on, but no joy for granular sound itself. 28-volt power LED is still off.
Zena, Munich is back with you on 2. We were just thinking about a forward action here. On granular sound, we suggest you switch 1 of the power switch to off OFF, then toggling the circuit breaker from closed to open, then close, before then turning the switch 1 back on again. How copy?
Copy. I'll take switch 1 off, then circuit breaker 1 open, back to close, then switch 1 back on.
That's a great readback.
Next station, switch 1 is back on after that power and circuit breaker cycle, and good news, 28-volt LED is green.
That is wonderful news, Zena. Thank you so much.
Problem at all.
In Munich, on Space to Ground 2, good morning. I'm looking forward to ARED-K today, and I have a quick question for you because I need a quick little bit of help.
Mike, Munich is with you on 2. We're happy to help.
Good. We're going to all need a lot of patience today, but it's going to get some really great science, so we're excited. So I guess the big picture is that I did not have a big picture when we did our ARED-K activities 3 to 4 weeks ago on GMT 289, and the acquisition unit and the keyboard and everything was put away. Not a problem. Procedure today with this, the notes assumes that it's still on or still available, set up. Not a problem. The only thing that I'm missing is a stowage location. There is a GSCI cable that I need to use to plug into the station power system. It's in Columbus. It's in the, but I don't know exactly where it is. I don't remember exactly where I put it. I was looking for a stowage location for that, and then we'll be able to power up the acquisition unit.
Copy that, Mike. We'll have a look and get back to you.
We're ahead of time, so I was just giving you a heads up, so thank you for the help.
We appreciate the heads up.
Munich for a helpful clarification.
We're with you, Mike.
It's on the step 1.4.2 of the ARED kinematic setup procedure 2.004, and that has a the power chain, and we're looking for the power cable.
That's a great reference, Mike. We'll take that into consideration when we look around.
And Munich, could I have a go back? Could I rewind time for just a few moments here?
Mike, sure. You can rewind time.
I knew you had the I knew you had that capability, Munich. So I have a power cable available and it's set up already. The only thing that's different is that the acquisition is not deployed from GMT 289. So I will redeploy it and we will go from there. If I have any questions, I'll ask. Stand by. You know, stand down on the power cable. Sorry, I should have looked more carefully.
We copy that, Mike. Just for the clarification on. For the folks here, was the power chain deployed since GMT 289?
Not the entire power chain. There is a power cord that comes off the that's for the acquisition unit itself. It's a commercial off the shelf power cord, and that is stowed along with the acquisition unit. So I'll redeploy those for the procedures.
And we copy on Mike. That's good for us. You're good to continue.
Nick station for on Space to Ground 2 for ARED kinematics. I'm ready for step 5, which is the kinematic system power on. Also, the Node 3 camcorder is on if you'd like to come on board.
Mike, we're with you on 2. Great to see you on video. We have a good feed here. Just for awareness before carrying on with step 5, just a heads up for you, the big picture words in this setup activity doesn't outline the latest status of the acquisition unit power button, which is an ongoing issue when powering on, and our CADMOS colleagues here are looking into it.
Yes, we went through a lot of fun the last time we worked on this, but we had success, so looking forward to similar success today. Copy.
And Mike, with that, you're go to continue from step 5.
Okay. In work. Station on 2 for ARED-K. You can pass on to our CADMOS friends that we had success the first time with the power button. And now we are on the screen. It's F1 to continue or F2 to enter setup.
And Mike, we copy all. That's great news. You're go to step into the Jedi and enter option B, scenario 1.
Great. And I sure appreciate us working together on this morning and keeping me on track and looking for success headed to the Jedi message.
The pleasure is all ours, Mike.
Munich, looks like we are, of course, option B with the monitor and scenario number 1. So running through those steps.
That's a great readback.
Munich, good news. I learned how to push buttons and they seem to pay attention today. So I am on step number 8, notifying Columbus Cole CC that we have good success, and the acquisition unit is booting up. And if you have KU, you should be able to see that on the screen.
Mike, wonderful news. The folks here will start getting connected to the acquisition unit, and you can push on to the markers calibration.
Fantastic. Yes, this being a little bit ahead of schedule is always a good idea with a red K, but so far so good, and compliments to our CADMUS team.
Compliments right back at you.
Just a quick update. We will be using marker kit serial number 5. I think that's the one that we were using last time. Still has all its markers.
And we copy that, Mike. Thanks for the update. And since we're ahead of timeline, feel free to take a 10-minute break and grab a coffee while we get everything in place for the markers calibration.
Okay, thanks. We'll go. And, coffee sounds good.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and ARED Kinematics.
And hello on Space to Ground 2.
Hello again on 2, Mike. Just letting you know that we have everything in place here, and Francois from CADMOS is waiting for your call on privatized Space to Ground 3.
Okay, copy. It's been great working with you so far, and I have a feeling we'll be talking again. So thanks, and handing over now to CADMOS.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and Stowage at your convenience.
Ground 2?
Xena, we were looking at your crew note for your HTVX cargo ops activity, and you mentioned 8.0 CTBs 1008 and 1009. We're hoping you could tell us where those are stowed.
They are currently in Node 2, so that they are proximal to HTVX.
And we copy. Thanks for the status.
No problem. And the 4.0 as well is also in Node 2.
Copy all.
Houston Station 2, crew quarters cleaning. Step 2.9, ground is go for CQ saving.
We copy, and we're putting it in work.
Houston Station 2, just confirming I'm still waiting for CQ saving.
And Johnny, CQ saving is complete, so you have a go in step 7.9 when you get there. And right now, you're going to proceed to step 4.1.
Okay, copy. I'll proceed, and then just to make sure I understand, 7.9, safety's in place, so I can proceed through 7.9. Is that correct?
Affirm. That's a good read back.
Okay, thanks. Station 2, crew quarters cleaning, step 14.2, ready for intake and checkout.
And Johnny, we copy. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and CQ. All right, Johnny, we are ready for step 14.4 when you are.
14.4 is in work.
Houston copies.
Johnny 2, step 14.8. I confirm the crew quarters fan speed switch is in low and the intake access panel installation is complete with pictures.
Houston copies.
Station 2, starboard crew quarters. Not sure if you copied that last. Ready to activate.
And Johnny, we did not hear it, I guess if you said it a minute ago, but we copy now. You're ready to activate your crew quarters.
Step 16.4, and I will get the pictures down to SSC7.
We copy SSC7. Anything of note?
Nothing in particular, just a lot of dust.
All right, we copy a lot of dust. Thanks. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and CQ at your convenience.
Houston, Johnny 2, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, we're trying to check some things out here. In your CQ, would you mind taking the fan speed to high and then giving us a report of whether you think the airflow has been increased?
Go. Houston, Johnny 2, the starboard CQ fan is now high. Was a noticeable audible as well as airflow?
And Johnny, can you repeat your last? We heard there was an audible something, and then airflow is all we heard.
There's an increase in noise and airflow when I went from low to high.
Copy all. And Johnny, while we've got you, can you also check to make sure there's no bags or anything in front of the exhaust?
You can confirm there are no bags near any inlet or outlet exhaust.
Copy all. Things at the status.
Welcome. Let me know if you need anything else.
Will do.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 from Mike and ARED Kinematics.
Mike, this is Station from Node 3. Mike speaking. I was just thinking about you. How can I be helpful?
Mike, you're awesome today. Thank you so much again for supporting ARED Kinematics here on behalf of all the folks. Just a heads up, the ground commanding is complete, and you are go at step 2.1.1 of ARED K Stowage.
Copy, 2.1.1 of ARED K Stowage. Thank you very much. And I put the labels per Cadmos' suggestion on the front of the capture cameras. I took photos, and they're available. I left the information in CrewNote. And what a pleasure it was to continue on the progress of ARED K today. So I'm very glad to be part of the team.
And we appreciate that. Mike, the pleasure's all ours. And you also go to disconnect the USB keys.
And I got the Delta to the stowage note for the USB serial number 09. It'll go back to the plasma crystal number 4 CTB.
And Mike, that's a good understanding. Thanks for letting us know.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and CQ at your convenience.
Houston, Johnny 2, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny. Unfortunately, your actions didn't fix the caution from this weekend. We'll keep scratching our heads about what's causing the issue, but right now you are go to set the fan speed to your preference, and we have one further troubleshooting step for you when you're ready.
Copy. I will keep it at high, which you currently set at. Ready to copy your follow-on steps.
All right. If you look at figures 7 and 8 of the CQ cleaning procedure, it shows the exhaust outlet sensor. And we are wondering if the orange abatement around it has somehow shifted to be blocking that exhaust airflow sensor in any way. We think you should be able to see it through the grate without taking anything off.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure I know what you're talking about. I'll look at the figure just to be sure. But if it is what I think it is, that orange is not blocking the path. I tried to take some pictures. It's an awkward angle. I tried to take some pictures to show. But there's definitely good... there's a good passageway. So let me look at the figure.
Thank you.
But actually, this is different than I thought it was. Are you referring to the triangle-shaped cushions around the center?
Confirm.
I'll take another look, but I'm pretty sure there's good air passageway in there. One sec. And Johnny, two. So looking through, I can see the air sensor... I confirm the cushions are not blocking the airflow, and I'm actually able to see all the way into the kind of the duct and actually insert my arm all the way through. So there's good passageway for air to flow, and I can actually feel a little bit of air coming through there as well.
Copy all, Johnny. Thank you so much for the status and for checking that out for us. We will keep investigating, and there's no further action for you at this time. Thank you.
Okay. One thing I will do is I'm going to compare just kind of the airflow coming out of that vent with my crewmates. I'll report back.
Oh, yeah, we'd appreciate that.
And Johnny on two, there is a huge difference in airflow coming out of my vent with my crewmates. So I'm now wondering if the fan is just not working in this on the deck area. I can quickly pull up the paneling and take a look.
Checking, Johnny. And Johnny, give us just a second to see if we need to do any safing before you open that up.
Okay. Also, I will turn on the Node 2 camera and give you guys a little tour of what I'm seeing once you guys give me the go.
Copy. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, we've got the Node 2 camera routed that's pointed down into HTVX right now. We're ready for that tour. Also, you are go to open that panel. No staping is required so long as you don't touch the fan.
Okay. My fingers will be very careful. I'm going to put on a box headset so I can talk to you at the same time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Houston. Let's go ahead and take a tour into my crib. Right. So coming in here, you know, 1 second. Give me a... Right, so over the weekend, we had inspected, or at least qualitatively compared, airflow coming out of here, which I guess we would call the exhaust. But we didn't really compare the airflow coming out of here. I guess this would be the exhaust. That's pretty, I don't really feel anything. In comparison to Kimia's right here, there's a lot more airflow. Which leads me to believe that the fan responsible for exhaust is not working.
Johnny, we copy all so far.
All right, I'm going to grab a friend. All right, Kimia is going to give me a hand and be my camera person.
Yep.
Thank you, Kimia.
Thank you, Kimia.
The light. That confirms it. That fan is not moving.
Hey, we copy. The exhaust fan is not turning.
Wait, it's a really awkward angle. Are you able to see?
Affirm. We're able to see that that is a stationary fan.
Well, that would explain a lot of things. I would say that this happened over the weekend. The intake of air flowing into the CQ has been just fine, and I haven't felt anything overnight.
Can we copy?
Well, we'll put the camera back. I think there's probably a lot of discussion on further steps. But let me know if you need anything in the meantime. And if you guys don't want me in my CQ until you need to go.
Johnny, no further actions at this time. Thank you so much for the tour and for investigating for us. You definitely saved us a whole bunch of time here on the ground. And now that we've got a better idea what the problem is, we should be able to resolve this faster.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm thinking of leaving the...
All right, Johnny, we lost you during a handover there.
I was just saying I'm going to keep the lower panel open for now in case you all want me to do an R&R to hand sometime today or later in the week, or I can put the panel back. Just let me know. And let me know if I am no-go or go for my CQ. I don't need to be in it for any time soon.
Hey Johnny, as long as you have one working fan, which you do, you are go to use the CQ if you're comfortable in there. And for the panel, that's at your discretion.
Okay. All right. I'll leave it open for now and copy. We do have one. We do have the intake fan working.
Okay, firm. Thanks again, Johnny.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for all the support. Glad we found a smoking gun.
Station Space to Ground 2 for a quick stowage question for ARED-K.
Phoenix with you on 2, Mike.
We discussed earlier, I have no questions about the perspective USB key number 09. In addition, in the ARED kinematic kit is a Ziploc bag with Perspectives USB key 08, and then there is a 64 gigabyte USB drive. I assume you want those to stay in the ARED kinematics kit, but before I put it away, I thought I'd ask.
We appreciate the question, Mike. We're checking. Mike, Unix back with you on 2. Just to confirm, the Perspectives key serial number 08 and the USB drive do belong in the ARED kinematics kit.
And Munich, you caught me mid-flight. I think you said that they stay in the kinematics kit.
That is a good understanding.
Super. Thanks for answering my question. Glad to be on your team.
Good to be on yours.
Mike, station Space to Ground 2 from Columbus.
With you on 2, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, two things super quick. First, ARED kinematics, everything is stowed, no questions, and the Perspectives USB drive made it back to the plasma crystal place.
So I think we're good and really well set up for the next ARED-K activities. That's the first thing. The second thing is in maybe 15 minutes, I'm scheduled to do a Lumina reboot. I'm happy to start it now or wait to be exactly on time.
We copy, Mike. Thank you for item number one. Item number two, feel free to go right ahead and do the power cycle already.
Okay, I'll turn off Lumina dosimeter.
Sounds good.
Columbus, space to ground two.
Right on to Mike.
The Lumina has been rebooted. The nominal status LED is green and on, and the off nominal status is off. So we're in good shape.
That sounds good. So we need about 20 minutes on the ground, or as per timeline, just for your info.
Copy. You answered my next question, and it's if I'm free 20 minutes from now, I'll give you a call, and if not, we'll do it on time. Thank you.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Mike.
Sensation 2, question on Alexei's 1645 HMS activity.
Good afternoon, Johnny. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. We are looking for IMAC 1842 in the Lab Overhead 5 D2 locker. Not able to find it. I did find an IMAC 1844, but not an 1842. So wondering if you might have another location for it, or just maybe a generic location for tropicamide.
Copy, Johnny. We are checking. Station Houston on Fish Ground 2 for answer for Johnny.
Hey, Amy, go ahead.
Johnny, IMAC 1842 should be inside a mesh bag stowed at the lab port 6 rack front.
Okay, you said lab port 6 rack front. I don't see a mesh bag.
Copy, and we have a teacher's handover. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Make station, space to ground 2 from Columbus.
Okay, to Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't get back any sooner. I'm ready for the Lumina data transfer on time if you're ready.
No worries. We're ready for you. You've got to go to proceed.
Okay. I see the XTP procedure, and we will proceed. Thank you.
Copy all. Thanks.
Then Station 2.
Go ahead.
Houston Station 2, OCT. We have logged out of the SSC. You may now begin the laptop prep.
Houston copies.
And Munich, Columbus 2, for an update on Lumina.
Go ahead, Mike.
The parameters have been updated for the procedure. Now working on the dual USB drive part of the procedure.
Cool. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and OCT items at your convenience.
Houston, Johnny on 2, did you call?
I did, Johnny. So we think we have an alternate location for you to find the tropicamide that you need when you're ready to copy.
Good.
All right, Johnny. So what you'll be looking for is the copper med pack, which is located in lab overhead 5_delta-1. You should be able to find two bottles there. One can be used for Alexei today, and one may be needed for Sergei tomorrow. We're still looking for that IMAC 1842, but the copper med pack should get you what you need today. And if you need an eye patch, you can use the communal eye patch.
Great, copy all. And earlier you had mentioned a mesh bag at lab port 6. There used to be a mesh bag full of items, including IMACs, day glass, day and night glasses, as well as a bunch of other things that came from the locker, from the Delta 2 locker. But those items have been long thrown away. And that was a discussion we've been having with Ground, just because there were a lot of old things there. I'm going to head on over to the Russian segment to do the AGA training, but I will follow up with this when I get back.
Sounds good. Thanks, Johnny, too, for that awareness item.
Big station, space to ground 2 for Lumina.
If you're into Mike, go ahead.
I think the execution note said that we're expecting something like 80 since the 22nd of September. And there are only 28 files. and that was looking at all the visible and IR and the debug. There seems to be a gap between 922 and 1009. So there seems to be a gap of those, 2 weeks or so.
We copy, Mike. And I hear there's no further action for you. We'll follow that up on ground. Thanks for the info.
Okay. So those 28 files are available for downlink for the procedure. So maybe you can make sense of them. We included the debug file. Also, the saved date, you and the ground team will be able to see it, is that the saved dates are all from, like, March or something. So it was a little bit tricky to make sure we got the right ones. In any case, no files were deleted, and they're all available to you. I'm going to put the dual drive back for the procedure.
We copy, Mike. Sounds like a good way forward. Thank you very much.
Munich, Columbus, from space to, on space to ground team.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, for Lumina, the parameters were updated and the files downlinked. Procedure complete.
We copy all. Thank you very much.
Houston Station 2, following up, I was able to find the tropicamide and I gave it to Alexei.
Copy, Johnny, and we're guessing you did indeed find that in the copper med pack?
Yes, ma'am. Found it in the copper med pack and confirmed there is one remaining, so if Sergey needs it, I can get another one for him tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks, Johnny.
Sensation on 2 for USOS window shutters.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Amy. Really nice to hear your voice and greetings to all of Orbit 2. And I just wanted to say we're a few minutes early, but we can confirm that all USOS window shutters are closed till tomorrow morning, and the crew has been informed.
Copy. Thanks for the report, and Orbit 2 is looking forward to working with you today.
Me too, as always. Thank you for teaching me along the way. I just got reminded, not only are the window shutters closed, but the windows are closed too. Haha.
We all agree that's a good config. And Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Mike and window shutters.
Head on 2, how may I help?
Hey Mike, all the window shutters don't necessarily need to be closed for the robotics ops tonight. Just wanted to let you know the true constraint is on the lab shutter only, so you're free to open Cupola window shutters if you like.
Okay, I will pass the word. Thank you for the clarification.
Certainly.
And Amy, while I have you, yes, I guess I could have read that execution note just a little bit closer.
That's all right. You satisfied the constraint. Good to see you on video.
Cell station on 2 for Stellar Sensors.
Zena, good afternoon. Deja vu. We might have did this yesterday. You are go in step 1. The contamination is complete, and Shankini is enabled on Space to Ground 3 with you.
Copy. Go, decontam is complete, and I will switch to, did you say 3 for Shankini?
3 it is.
Perfect. Switching over to 3.
Houston Station 2, EGA checkout. 2 questions.
Houston's here.
And first question, can I use Node 2 CAM 2 since that one is already online for HTVX ops and no one's doing cargo ops at this moment? But I can't switch to CAM 1 per the procedure if that's what you'd like. And then the second question is in step 1.6, there's a sub-procedure for the CDM. If you go into that sub-procedure, I have a question on step 1.1 on what the filter assembly is. And I'm going to bring what I think it is up to the camcorder.
Okay, Johnny, while you're bringing us the view for your first question, yes, you can use Node 2 CAM 2. And Johnny, the small blue filter is what you're looking for the CDM filter assembly. And it should be the filter that's in your right hand. That's the filter assembly. Affirm. That's the one that you're showing us. Happy thumbs up.
Houston Station 2. For both CDMs, they appear to be out of batteries. I don't think I missed this step, so I just want to make sure I'm not in the wrong config. And if it's simple changing out the batteries, I can do that.
Okay, Johnny. We were anticipating that there's a possibility that the CDMs could have low battery life, we are looking for a stowage location for replacement batteries. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Johnny. Batteries for the CDM can be found in the checks locker, Alpha 2.
I grabbed the last
CCCT battery from this bubble wrap bag here shown in the camcorder. So I'm going to go ahead and throw this bubble wrap bag away.
Copy, we see the view. And station Houston on 2 for Johnny. First, we agree with your plan to trash the Ziploc bubble bag. Second, whenever you get a chance, either call down or crewnet will take the serial numbers of those new batteries that you put into the CDM.
Houston station 2, AGA. Confirm you have good visual of both AGAs. Serial numbers 1005 and serial number 1007.
Copy, Johnny, and from our view, we see 1005 on the right and 1007 on the left, correct? Copy, thumbs up, and that's a great view. I like,
yes, that's correct.
I like the fun orientation.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I think this is the only config where both AGAs have a good inlet with respect to airflow.
Excellent problem solving.
Houston, Johnny 2, 5 minutes have elapsed. Parameters on both AGAs are within limits. I'm going to temp stow these and move on to the next two with your go.
Johnny, we need just another minute with the video to record the values ourselves. Stand by.
Stand by.
Johnny, you're good to deploy the next two AGAs. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston, Johnny 2, on the right I have AGA 1009. And on the left, I have AGA 1002. Are you ready for me to turn them both on?
Johnny, you're good to turn those two AGAs on. Copy serial numbers.
Station 2, my timer is up, so let me know when you've captured enough footage, and I will proceed.
Copy, Johnny. We've got what we need. You're good to continue.
Okay, copy. Proceed. Station, step 4. It looks like I got a compare. The AGAs one at a time for 30 seconds at least. Let me know if this works. I think I might be able to get all four of them in the camera view without any inlet or outlets blocked.
Copy and checking. And Johnny, as long as you can keep the screens in view for 30 seconds, that should be good. I understand you have your hand full, so don't expect you to respond now. But when we're done with the 30 seconds, we'll take the serial numbers of what the top and bottom AGAs were. Okay, Johnny, we got the readings that we need, and you can let go of an AGA now to tell us the serial number of the top and the bottom. Good juggling.
Thanks. Okay, on the top was AGA 1007, and on the bottom was 1005, and then you should already have the left and right ones.
Indeed we do. Thanks.
Welcome. All right. In step 5, I've got a palm reading of 19.7. And then in the next step, my CDM reading is 0.23.
Copy all, Johnny.
Houston Station 2, DGA. I'm ready to begin the ammonia test. I'm sorry, the NH3 test for serial number 1... Serial number 1002, I've informed all crew of potential NH3 smells, and I will hold it near the inlet 1 inch away per the procedure until you tell me to remove it.
We agree, Johnny, and we're ready for you to continue.
Okay, opening up the package now.
Okay, Johnny, that's a good test. You may dispose of the NH3 towelette. And, Johnny, we're good with AGA 1002. You're good to move on to the next AGA. Copy, thumbs up, and we'll see you back after a teacher's handover in about 40 seconds. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston Station 2 AGA, just a note, for the last test, which was for serial number 1002, I mistakenly had the orientation of the AGA such that I was blocking the outlet. Because I was focused on making sure you could all read it. I realized I had it the wrong orientation. So for this one, serial number 1009, the orientation is correct. No inlet or outlet filters are blocked, but the parameters will be upside down for you.
Copy all, and we're checking.
I can also just turn the camcorder upside down to save your necks.
Okay, Johnny. Yep, us earthbound people would prefer the numbers to be readable. So turning camera upside down works for us.
Oh, you earthlings, what we do for you.
We do so appreciate you accommodating us.
Can't tell under the mask, but I am smiling. Okay, how does that look?
So pretty.
Okay, Houston, I've got my next NH3 packet. Let me know when you'd like me to proceed.
Johnny, your go for the test on serial number 1009. Happy thumbs up.
Houston, station 2. I noticed that this NH3 packet is quite dry, and looking at the readings, it barely drew a blip on the NH3 parameter. So I'm thinking that this packet was not sealed completely and just has dried out. With your permission, I'd like to try a different one.
Checking. Johnny, we concur with your recommendation to try a different NH3 packet. Copy, positive thumb. Johnny, that's a good test. You may dispose of the towelette. Johnny, you are good to move on to the next AGA.
The next serial number is 1007, and with your go, I will proceed with the next NH3.
Copy. Your go to proceed with the next NH3. Towelette. Okay, that's a good test, Johnny. Your go to dispose of the towelette. And Johnny, please keep the AGA deployed. We're looking at a signature in terms of a bit. You're still good to dispose of the towelette. Copy, thumbs up per Earth view.
I realize I've been giving you all thumbs down the last few times.
That's all right. We figured you were giving us thumbs up because it's usually thumbs up on video, but I'm glad that you caught our drift. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. We saw what we needed to see with this AGA. You're good to continue to the next AGA, which we expect is 1005. Happy thumbs up.
And I confirm AGA 1005. And with your go, I will proceed with the next NH3.
Copy. We're waiting for KU to link back up so we get a good video. Stand by.
Stand by.
Johnny, we have good video view. You're go to continue with the NH3 packet. Johnny, that's a good test. Your go to dispose of the towelette. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. We are good with this AGA, so we see you as proceeding to step 7.5, and we do have a recommendation if you'd like. We were thinking it might be helpful in the future to have the serial number written on the AGA front for each AGA with a Sharpie. What do you think about that? we're going to say that's copy thumbs up because you are nodding enthusiastically. Copy the nodding. All right, yep. If you can Sharpie those AGA serial numbers, that'd be great. We appreciate it.
Sensation 2, AGA, step 8.1, requesting a go to turn off the AGAs.
Go to turn off OFF the AGAs.
There we go. And it's just making sure you don't need to see the LCD screen while it's turning off.
Negative. We don't need a view of the display. Go to turn it off.
Houston, station 2, AGA, mea culpa.
Go ahead.
The carbon dioxide monitor kit, serial number 1011. When I first opened it, there were two of these things. The filter, I think they call it the filter assemblies. I only have one now, so I'm not sure where the other one went. I'm going to keep an eye out for it. And I'm also going to ask my crewmates just to keep an eye out for it. I'm sure it'll pop up here somewhere in Node 2, probably with the next house cleaning.
Copy, Johnny. And you're talking about when you showed us the two filters, the little one, right? Type that we ended up using.
Yes. I'm not sure if you're still watching in the Node 2 camera. I can bring it up to the camcorder. But, yeah, the one that we used that went onto the CDM, I'm missing one of them. Sorry about that, but I'm pretty hopeful that we will find it. Everything eventually pops up somewhere, usually near the vents.
We don't currently have a camera view, but I think we're on the same page, and it's all right. Earthlings and spacelings sometimes lose things.
Thanks, Amy. I'll do my best to find it, and I've got a lot of friends up here, so we'll all keep an eye out for it.
Great, Johnny. And I wanted to give you a preview of something we've been working up here on the ground for you to hopefully execute today. We have some additional actions for the starboard CQ R&R, the fan issue. So we're working up a message with some steps, and we're hoping that you could potentially perform that before your PMC today.
I think we can get that done. Just let me know whenever the Jedi message is ready.
You know, the ground team here is so awesome. While I was speaking to you, they got it ready. So it's message 73-1090.
Hey, 1090, I'll look for it. Thank you. And thanks to the ground team for coming up with that so quick.
You're welcome. Thanks, Johnny.
To station 2, AGA, Stone Note, row 30. Just to let you know, there are two unused packets left. The notes say there should be three, but if you remember, I had to use one additional one.
Copy, Johnny. That makes sense to us. Thanks. And station Houston for 2 for Johnny. In terms of the upcoming starboard CQ actions, we can preemptively put safing in place if you're ready. We will want you to reduce time in the CQ while that safing is in place, so we wanted to check with you first.
And that'd be great if you could preemptively put safety in place, and then I'll go ahead, and I just pulled it up, so I'll do a little bit of reading while you do that.
Great timing. We'll put the safety in place, and give us a call when you're ready to start. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Johnny and CQ Fuse R&R Stowage Delta.
Still station on 2 for Melty Retrieve.
On 2 for Melty Retrieve. Go ahead.
I don't want to be too far outside of the scientific constraints, but would it be okay to do my Melty Retrieve activity a few minutes early?
Yes, we're well enough within the window. You could do that now. No problem.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
To station 2, starboard CQ. I have a few zoos, and confirming staging is in place, so it can begin in step 2. 2.2.
Johnny, we're still working on safing. You are good to deploy the portable fan assembly and remove the blockage prevention net, but do not touch fuses yet.
I've got a fan on, and the net is already removed, so I'll just stand by until you give me the go, and then I'm ready to work with the fuses.
Okay, we'll let you know when safing's in place.
You know, we're just looking for a little bit of assistance to connect a SAM sensor. It should take less than 5 minutes if you're available.
Absolutely.
A few weeks ago, we disconnected this, and we're ready to reconnect it. It's the SAM sensor at the Express Rack 7, lab port 2. The sensor itself is on the bottom right of the rack, and the cable's attached to it. We just need to connect it to the lower control panel at the F1 location. It's the connection labeled SAM's J1 on the left-hand side.
Okay, copy. I will connect it to SAM's J1. This is at lab port 2, and I will call you back if I have any questions once I get there.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny at your convenience.
Station Johnny 2, heard you calling.
Didn't want to interrupt your midday snack too much, but safing is in place for the CQ supply fuse R&R, so you're go to continue in step 2.
Thank you. I'll work on that right now.
Go station 2 for SAMs.
Going 2 for SAMs.
Just want to double check. Did you say SAMs J1 or J2?
SAMs J1.
Perfect. Okay, I've got the SAMs cable connected to SAMs J1.
Thank you very much for the assistance.
No problem.
Houston Station 2, starboard CQ, fuses F3, F6 have been replaced. Here go for step 3.
Copy, Johnny, and stand by when we might have an additional action for you. And Johnny, wanted to check with you. Have you reinstalled any of the panels that you removed this morning for your work at the starboard CQ?
Yes, they are all reinstalled. The only thing that's removed right now is the mesh that's covering the fuses. But I can easily access anything that you need me to. It's not too hard. But I do think that the only thing we really need to check out is the exhaust fan, and that is super easy to determine if it's working or not without having to tear apart the CQ.
Okay, Johnny, thanks for that report, and you're good to reinstall the blockage prevention net.
Copy. It'll work. If you plan on removing safing, and then it might be easier for me to determine that the fan is working with that net off.
Copy checking. Donnie, thanks for the offer. We should be able to tell from telemetry on the ground that the fuses R&R did the trick, so no need for you to do any checks, and you can reinstall that blockage prevention net.
Roger, it worked. Houston, Station 2, Starboard CQ, all panels and mesh spanning are installed.
Copy, Johnny. We're working activation, and we may give you a call to hold your hand by the exhaust fan, not too close, just to see if our data matches your physical experience.
Okay, copy. I think it'll be pretty easy to tell. It was just like, in comparison, hearing it with my other crewmates, it'll be easy. Thanks.
Good plan. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Johnny and Starboard CQ.
Johnny, on to you. Go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, from our telemetry, no joy on the checkout post fuse R&R. We would like you to please check airflow at the CQ exhaust outlet. We are talking about an exhaust fan R&R on Thursday, and we also wanted your thoughts on if you are okay sleeping in Starboard CQ.
Great. Let me go and check the airflow, and then I'll answer the second half of your question.
Thanks.
Yes, I confirm your assessment as well. There is no airflow coming out of my exhaust compared to my crewmates. And I do feel comfortable, especially with the intake fan working fine. If it makes folks feel a little bit better, I have a couple of USB fans in my CQ. And what I kind of do is maybe orient it so that it's acting as some sort of an exhaust. But even without those USB fans, I feel comfortable sleeping in my CQ.
Okay, Johnny, thanks for that check and that report. We're fine with you using the USB fans as you'd like or not.
Okay, thank you. Looking forward to the Thursday fan R&R. I do concur that it's probably going to be the fix. Thanks for all your support.
Welcome, Johnny. And just one last thing. You've probably already done it, but can you confirm that your CQ fan is set to high?
And yes, I confirm it is set to high, and I will leave it on high.
Sounds great. Thank you for your support today for that quick troubleshooting, and looking forward to Thursday as well.
Tammy, hope you're having a great day.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Johnny and Timeline Flexibility.
Houston, Johnny on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, you can perform your HMS OCT2, that's hard to say, stow activity at your convenience or when scheduled. We'd also like to offer canceling up the USOS portion of the evening DPC. Even if we cancel evening DPC, Houston does plan to start the SSC updates per the plan after evening DPC, and we thank you in advance for keeping SSC's powers and LIDs up while we apply those updates.
Okay, I will do the OCT stow now, and I will make sure everyone doesn't have any topics, questions, or comments, but if we do, we'll bring them up and copy. No evening DPC. Thanks for the flexibility, and we will keep our SSCs on.
Excellent. Yep. And if you do have any topics, we'll be happy to take them. Just give us a call. Otherwise, I'll wish you a good evening.
Thank you, Amy. Big thank you for hanging out with us today. It was very, very fun. Say hi to Allison for me. And big thank you to the rest of the flight control teams around the world.
We had a great day with you, and have a very restful sleep tonight.
Station 2 to follow for Starboard CQ fan.
Hey, Johnny, we're glad you called. Apologies to be chatting in pre-sleep, but we did want to make sure that the Starboard CQ is safe to sleep in, and we're concerned that the exhaust fan may have failed today rather than over the weekend, just that the CQ environment may be different than what you experienced last night. So two questions for you. On Saturday, did you check the intake outlet and exhaust outlet for airflow? And is there anything that you can think of from today that might have caused the exhaust fan to fail?
Hey, great question. So over the weekend when it failed, I, my crewmates, only checked the intake. We didn't think, I just didn't even think about the exhaust. So we were just thinking the intake. I forgot that there are two fans, one intake and one outtake. And I can't think of anything today that would have broken it. So I'm like pretty sure, and I think just from the simplest explanation, that the reason the sensor failed over the weekend is because the exhaust fan failed. Anything else?
Checking. Thanks for standing by, Johnny, while we discuss, as you know we do. Since you got into the exhaust fan area today, do you think that there's a potential any cables or going to the fan could have been bumped at all?
No, I don't think so. The way the fan is positioned, it's pretty hard mounted secured to structure. So I didn't actually manipulate the fan in any way. And the cables leading to it, I didn't really mess with.
Okay, Johnny, thanks for playing 20 questions on the CQ. In the end, we're still good for you to sleep in the CQ tonight, but we are very interested in your assessment tomorrow morning on how that went.
Yeah, I'd be happy to report. I think it's okay. I'm just trying to game this out. I'm just thinking out loud. I do think it's just the lower, the exhaust fan that broke, only because it did indeed break. That would suggest not only did we have one failure over the weekend, but then we introduced another failure today. And I think we just didn't, none of us, it's our bad, but we didn't check the exhaust fan over the weekend. And I think if we had, we would have realized that that was the thing that was broken. But I will be sure to give an assessment tomorrow morning.
Okay, and we'll keep thinking about it down here. Look forward to your report tomorrow morning. And last thing I have for you is we've been working on those SSC updates. If you don't mind, we do need a quick reboot of SSC 8, which is at the lab robotics workstation.
Hey, SSC 8, in work. And, you know, this is never a bother. If you guys have any questions, just feel free to call in. All right, I'll check out SSC 8. Thanks.
Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome. Now, SSC 8 is on. It looks like the Ethernets are all plugged in. It is signed out. Would you like me to sign in to ISS Crew 1?
We'll take a reboot of SSC 8 only. That should regain access for us to remote in and do what needs to be done.
Okay, that's in work. Give it a few minutes and just let me know if I can take care of it.
Okay, thanks. No news is good news.
Yeah. All right, well, if I don't talk to you, I hope you have a great night.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.